Yeah, I would say they're behind. You know, they're behind. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. They're behind on what we covered last week when they weren't here. But that's not their fault. That's something that they were mandated to go to that, and hopefully they got a lot out of it, and now they're back and they have to catch up.
Wait, can you do anything to catch them up, extra time, anything like that?
Sure, yeah, you can keep them out on the field, do things out on the field. You can do things in the meeting room to help catch them up, which is certainly what we'll do, and then they have to do things on their own. You know, they have to figure out on their own how they're going to get caught up with what they missed.
A couple more.
When you coached George Godsey,
when I coached George Godsey, I was into coaching him. I wasn't really thinking about his future. I was trying to do the best job I could for Georgia Tech in the offense. But, you know, you could tell that, Tanya, that he was a very bright guy, that he understood the game, and that he was a guy that had always expressed to us, to me, that he wanted to coach. So I knew that that was something that he was really interested to do. And, you know, I don't think he got a shot with the NFL. Some NFL teams worked him out on campus, and then he played in the Arena League for a little bit, and then he started coaching at Central Florida, and that's kind of, you know, where he was in the beginning, and now he's here. So it's good to have him here. He's a very valuable member of the staff.
Is Lewis Nix dealing with anything right now?
Say that again.
Lewis Nix dealing with anything right now?
Lewis, I think he is. Yeah, he's got something wrong with him, but I'm not sure what it is. There's something there. I think he'll be fine. I don't think it's life threatening.
Coach, you talked about flexibility for all the positions all throughout. With your tight ends, does that still apply even with different skill sets, different body types?
I think you're asking about tight ends and the different things that we do with them. Yeah, all those guys have the ability, the skill set, to play multiple roles in our offense. No question about it. You know, we have guys there that'll play primarily attached to the formation. Some guys will play in the backfield and attached to the formation. Some guys will play attached and detached from the formation. All of those guys will contribute in some way, shape, or form on special teams. At least they're trying to. And so those guys are very important guys on the team, just like any other position. But those guys have multiple roles.
Do you like seeing Cushing out there? I mean, obviously he's working his way back. The fact that he's willing to come out here and participate as much as he can right now.
Oh, yeah, Brian Cushing's a team guy. He's a team-first guy. He wants to win, and he's getting a lot of mental reps. There's not much he can do about it, what ails him right now. He'll be back for training camp, but he's out there every day, and, you know, he's one of the leaders of our football team. He's been around. He's played a lot of football. He's played well for this organization, and he's out there and taking mental reps and also helping the younger guys.
With various roster changes that you've had going into this year, how do you see that the special teams,
there's a lot. There are many candidates for those jobs. I think you're asking about the returners, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there are many candidates for those jobs, and so we'll continue to evaluate those guys out here in OTAs when we're in no pads. But then, obviously, in the preseason is when we really have to get a true evaluation of the guys that are back there and who's going to return punts and who's going to be the kickoff return guys and who are going to be the emergency guys in case something were to happen to one of the starters. So that's an ongoing evaluation.
But it's wide open right now.
Oh, yeah.